Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili,
and you're the home of entertaining conversation.
The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in. 500,000 Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000 of you. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, all you do, going beyond the headlines
and focus on the facts. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
This is Hard Facts.
All right, welcome back, 99.3 Nigeria Info. And on Hat Fact today, the big Hat Fact, we're going to be looking at aviation, the safety of aviation, and discuss a lot that has happened with it. We're going to speak with the agency that is responsible for the management of at least five international airports in Murtala Mohammed International Airport, Nnamdi Azikiwe International Airport, Malam Aminu Kano International Airport, Port-Harcourt International Airport, Kano Ibiam International Airport in Enugu State, and the Margaret Ekpo International Airport in Calabar. Great to have Henrietta Yakubu join us this fine evening. Henrietta Yakubu is General Manager of Corporate Affairs at the Federal Airports Authority of Nigeria. Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you very much. And I'm sure that millions of people who are listening, first and foremost, would want to say that it's a great thing that we have the airports running. I mean, last year was horrendous with the COVID-19, the entire world, and everything has happened. But want to first and foremost know what is new with the airports that have been opened and haven't met the COVID-19 protocols and are ready to have been running. We've gone one quarter already, and I'm sure you can update us on that information, please.
Yes. Thank you very much for the question. Right. Well, as you already know, the Murtala Mohammed Airport in Lagos is already open. Mm. The Nnamdi Azikiwe International Airport in Abuja is open. Mm. And then only last week, the Malam Aminu Kano International Airport opened. Mm. We had an arrival, the Ethiopian Air. They came into the nation last week. Mm. And we're hoping that the Port Harcourt International Airport will resume international flight operations tomorrow, all things being equal. Mm. It has been a staggered resumption, of course, because of the COVID-19 protocols on ground. Right. So at least we are proud to announce that three international airports are now open and running for international flight operations.
Mm, excellent. Three international airports. And yes. What were the criteria they had to meet in a summary for them to be able to begin or rather resume flying operations outside the country?
Yeah, before any international airport opened, the Presidential Task Force on COVID-19 inspected these international airports to ensure that we have put in place the protocol 19 protocols and procedures to make sure that we are adhering with all of what we are supposed to do in line with best practices all over the world. Mm. So all of these procedures are on ground, of course, the observing of the 2 meters physical distance,
good,
washing of hands or sanitizing hands just before you access the international airport, and then ensuring that whatever happens inside our terminals, the safety of the passengers are all being taken care of. So we put all of this in place on the PTF store, and that was how they gave us the approval to open the airports that are already running.
Mm. Excellent. In case you just joined the conversation, we're on to Henrietta Yakubu, the General Manager of Corporate Affairs, the Federal Airports Authority of Nigeria. And so I know in the beginning, a number of people had voiced concern about the airports and how they were going to go around with the protocol. But it appears that somehow they sort of have managed the situation quite well.
Yes, I'm pleased to say that, honestly, we are very, very pleased with members of the flying public.
Mm.
They have adhered to all of these protocols and procedures we have put in place.
Mm.
Of course, they know that nobody wants to take ill. So our passengers comply, honestly, 100%. We've really not had any incidents of passengers, you know, not complying with the protocols we've put in place.
Mm.
They are well behaved in our airport premises. I must say that to the flying public.
Mm. Mm. Absolutely. And this is great. We can have this one written in our character because
Maybe
people have said, oh, Nigerians, they have a way of oftentimes going to flout the rules, but appears that people have been patient.
This time around, right. Yes, they have been complying.
Excellent. So this is mainly with international airports. I've had people talk about the local airport, but it appears not many people are very clear on the airport management for the local airport. It's a bit different from Witfan. Can you help clarify this?
Yes. At the domestic airports too, there are certain protocols and procedures we have put in place. I will use the General Aviation Terminal as an example.
Right.
We have narrowed the front of the entrance to the terminal. If you notice at the GAT, we have put up a canopy where most of the washing of the hands and the sanitizing of luggage takes place in front of the terminal.
Mm.
And because of that, it has taken most of the space in front of the terminal.
Mm.
So now the front of the terminal is strictly a drop-off zone.
Mm.
We expect that once you drive with your vehicle, your driver will drop you off. You will remove your luggage and you proceed into the terminal and your driver will either leave or go into the car park and wait until your flight takes off. For arriving passengers, we expect that the driver will drive into the GAT and wait in the park, in the car park, for his principal or guest or relation to come out. The passenger will now walk out of the terminal into the car park, get into the vehicle and drive off. We do no longer allow pickup in front of our terminal. The front of the terminal is strictly a drop-off zone now.
Mm.
Pickup is now done inside our designated car park.
Mm.
While doing all of this, in order to ensure and enhance safety of all our airport users, that is why we, you know, and then to also decongest the front of the terminal. You know that GAT is very peculiar airport.
Very true.
So we've come up with this to reduce the congestion in front of the terminal. That is why we advise all vehicles to go into the car park and wait so that your guests will meet up with you in the car park and then you drive off.
Right, because I know for several years this has been the general practice in terms of the safety concern at the airport.
Yes.
So, so to drive home the message that this is for safety, you say people will comply with this, and the staff of the airport authority are not in any way going to be embarrassed or face a possible reaction
litigation
from the so-called VVIPs or VIPs.
Yes. You know, and I'm also happy to announce that we actually have signages, you know, in our arrival.
Right.
There are signages indicating such that once you pick up your luggage, we advise you to ask your driver to remain inside the car park.
Good.
Because if you come to the front of the terminal, we have the security team on ground.
Mm.
You know, when they notice you're picking up a client in front of the arrival, it will attract a fine and your vehicle will also be clamped.
Mm.
So please, we advise that all drivers should please park and wait inside the car park while arriving passengers will walk down to the car park to board their vehicle.
Mm.
So if passengers, members of the public adhere to this, it will save them their time and it also saves them any form of embarrassment by our security officials that are on ground to ensure that these protocols are being, you know, correctly and carried out by members of the public.
Mm. Mm. You did talk about the signage also too. How this isn't exactly new, but we've realized in many airports this hasn't often been used effectively. Is there a difference in the way it's being deployed?
No, you know, the thing about most Nigerians, I'm sorry to say, usually hardly, well, read messages. You know, most people just look at them as they're just decorations in our terminals.
We believe in the oral tradition.
No, we actually, aside from the signages, we also carry out intermittent announcements to informing members of the public their own obligations while inside our terminals.
Mm.
So please, I'm using this medium to employ our esteemed passengers to please adhere to all of the protocols in the airport. It's for their own good and for their own safety as well.
Excellent. For their own good and for their own safety.
Yes, safety, yes.
In terms of the full reopening of the airport, I know the,
yes.
the airport system is like a chain. So you have different groups of people who,
yes.
Because of the COVID-19 pandemic, haven't, some I understand, surprisingly, haven't resumed operations. Has everyone in the chain now resumed full operations at the airport?
There, yes.
There's still
yes.
a number of people
yes.
who are still waiting
you know,
on
yes.
the sidelines.
You know, yes. The restaurants are open.
Okay.
The snack bars are open. Most, almost all the those in the food chain,
mm.
they are mostly all back in our terminals now.
Mm. Mm. Mm.
They are, yes.
Mm. Because what about the airlines? I know a number of them have talked about the difficulty in the beginning. I mean,
yes.
even beforehand, running yes. an airline was already capital intensive and many of them declaring losses here and there.
Yes.
How's the compliance been in terms of how they work within the ambit of the COVID-19 protocols and guidelines?
The airlines are actually doing their best,
mm.
and they are also equally adhering. I was on a flight recently between Jos and Abuja,
right?
And I noticed that, you know, they place bottles of water in the seat pocket ahead of you, and then they were in announcements intermittently throughout the flight,
mm.
asking every passenger to leave his or her nose mask on.
Mm.
And then when the aircraft finally landed at our destination, we were told to remain in our seats.
Mm.
That disembarkation was going to be done row by row.
Mm.
And most people adhered. But of course, you know, the Nigerian passengers, a few people from the back, you know, left their seats. But I remember the air hostess asking everyone to remain seated
mm.
until it got to their row before they were allowed to get off. So the airlines are doing that. They're equally adhering to all of the protocols, too.
Absolutely. I think it was during the administration of Goodluck Jonathan, you had the airport's expansion happen in terms of the number of airports that had increased in the country. The idea was to have the airports developed to a certain extent and then handed over
yes.
to FANA, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
But
yes.
yes. And,
yes.
But,
the Bauchi Airport,
good.
The Gombe Airport,
good.
And there's this other, I think, and the Jigawa Airport, yes. They were all privately owned by the state government,
good.
But the Federal Airport Authority of Nigeria now is managing this airport.
Excellent. And those airports have now been opening in line with what is going
yes.
on?
Yes, definitely. In all of our airports, we maintain the same standards.
Right.
All the protocols in one airport is the same as the other airports.
Mm. 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 So we're probably also thinking that the airports, unfortunately, which haven't fallen into this elite club, you know, which is handled by FAN, for example,
okay.
you don't have an idea how soon they will get in there, or probably it will take some more work for them to get up to that standard.
What did you say? You said the elite club.
Well, more like an elite club. Those who have passed the mark and now can get managed by FAN.
Of course, you know that the Murtala Mohammed Airport has been certified.
Good.
The Nnamdi Azikiwe Airport has been certified. So these two airports are already in the elite club.
Mm, mm,
they
mm,
are, yes.
Mm, mm.
They are.
And then the states.
And we're working on the other international airports to also be part of this.
Excellent. And what about the states? You know that, there have been a lot of.
We want to be done with the international airports first. You know, we have 5 international airports,
right.
So we want all the international airports to be part of this club first before we begin to work on the certification of the domestic airports.
Excellent. It does make a lot of sense.
Yes.
Because it's a lot of huge investment in the management and running of airport. But what about the unions? I was talking with a colleague and I said it's a bit strange. I mean, usually they make a lot of noise in union in terms of how things happen at the airport. We haven't had so much from the unions yet. Maybe they're re-strategizing for another strike, or I guess they're happy what is happening so far.
They understand with the management.
Okay.
They were only trying to recover from the COVID-19 issue of last year. So we're
right.
recovering, and they also understand with management. And management has also been holding meetings with them. In fact, There was a meeting this afternoon with the union in our headquarters in Lagos.
Right.
For management to explain to union where we are at now.
Good.
And that, of course, with the promise to pay all of their obligations.
Right.
So the unions are working hand in hand with the management. So we don't have issues in that area.
I mean, these are real strange times. Who would have imagined the COVID-19 would have happened, and who would have imagined that just a year after the vaccines are out, and we are having to deal with what is going on presently in terms of administration of vaccines. And I mean, it's been great progress, and people are watching with cautious optimism.
But
What would you say in terms of, I've seen documents where, you know, they're talking about the worst hit sectors, the aviation sector and the tourism sector have been mentioned, because this is where it hits hardest. People can't move because places they're going to have been locked down. And they had talked about the aviation sector probably should begin to think about what happens post-COVID in defining where the future will be. Have those sort of meetings begun to happen? As COVID goes, what is the picture of the country's airport management system? Though they've begun already. Give us an idea. I know maybe you don't.
Yes.
But what's sort of...
You know, with the opening of our international airport now, businesses are beginning to thrive and they're beginning to, you know, to get better, because if you don't travel outside the country, it's difficult, especially for those that are involved in international businesses. So with the opening of more international airports, we expect that businesses begin to grow, you know, and it's our prayer that this year, 2021, will be a lot better than 2020.
Right.
So we are hoping and trusting and believing that things will be better this year. And of course, when we open other international airports like the Port Harcourt, more businesses again will begin to grow from that end.
Right. So just to reiterate, the Port Harcourt International Airport opens tomorrow.
Will be open tomorrow, yes. So that makes it 4 international airports.
Excellent. All right. Yeah. So in case you just joined on 99.3 Nigeria Info, the General Manager, Federal Airports Authority of Nigeria, Henrietta Yakubu, is on us with Hard Facts. And we're talking about the aviation sector during the COVID-19 pandemic, also looking at aviation security and the management of the airports as they do the staggered reopening of the international airports. If you've got questions for Henrietta Yakubu, we can kindly send on WhatsApp 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. I'm sure she'd be kind to respond to the ones she can handle, and those that she cannot handle, I think we'll send it to the Joint Admissions Matriculation Board.
Oh, I hear you.
To set for the next set of candidates going into the tertiary institution. But Emeka from Mushin writes, he says, good evening. Please ask your guest if these rules and restrictions also apply to those VVIP that come to the airport with full complement of mobile police escorts. Can they also clamp their vehicles?
You know, one of the protocols at the airport is that no more escorts allowed in our airport. And honestly, apart from the 102 incidences that we had when flights resumed last year, we've not had incidents of VVIP coming with a full, you know, portfolio of military men. Honestly, they don't. No more escorts allowed. When you're traveling, you come in alone, or you pay for your aid and he travels along with you. But any VVIP that comes with this complement, they usually are not allowed into our terminals. And honestly, they have been adhering, because the instruction for this came from the presidency. No more escorts allowed in our terminals, and they have actually been adhering.
Excellent. No more escorts at the terminals.
Yes, yes.
Iroko is writing in from the French capital, Paris. He says, good evening. It's a good one trying to put restrictive measures on the influx of people at the airport. But please, laws should be applicable to everyone and not to the masses alone, which is reiterated
definitely
here. Those physically challenged given a little chance for pick up in front of the terminal? Iroko is asking.
Okay, yes, it's something we are looking at. In fact, some 2 weeks ago, the Discrimination Against Persons with Disabilities team came to the airport to come and ask that the management should consider those that are physically, we reduced mobility, be granted access, I mean, be granted some kind of measure, you know, some consideration that when they get to the airport, because of their reduced mobility, they should be allowed, you know, like you said, to be picked up in front of the terminal and to be given some kind of concession.
Right.
And the NDA agreed to that. So those that have reduced mobility, there are special arrangements for them in all of our airports. There are.
Excellent. And so, Enrique, we're going to go on a quick break shortly.
Okay.
I'm going to crave your indulgence because I think it would be good for you to have the feedback from the audience and get the love from this side of a couple of calls, and then we can call it a wrap. But there's someone who is writing saying that the airport in the Enugu airport is in a mess. It's not clean. Doesn't flush. Please look into it. But
So thank you. During the break, I'm going to call the airport manager in Enugu and pass this information to her and get the state of the airport. I mean, of the toilet, and I give the feedback when we get back on. Is that okay?
Brilliant, brilliant. So the one who wrote about the Enugu airport, they're going to get back to you on this one, and let's go on that quick break. When we come back, Henrietta Yakubu, GM, Federal Airport Authority of Nigeria, will still be with us. And thank you very much, ma'am, for holding on. I wish you could go grab some cappuccino, mochaccino, soda, or sandwiches.
At your expense. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 25 minutes to 5 to 6. If you could turn back the hands of time. And I'm Aogo Obo, and we continue discussions with the General Manager, Corporate Affairs, Federal Airports Authority of Nigeria, Henrietta Yakubu, who's been a great sport, talking with us on what has been happening in the aviation space, has run through 1 year of anxiety to now the opening of international airports. The fourth one will be open tomorrow, which is the international airport in Port Harcourt. And so far, so good. Henrietta Yakubu, you still?
Yes, I'm here.
I hope you could get something.
I did promise I was going to get a feedback on the last question, and I did. I spoke with the airport manager of the airport in Enugu. And she informed me that their airports are clean and there's running water, that the water treatment plants have just been serviced.
Excellent.
So there are no issues with water supply in the airport and that the toilets are clean. So she said I should assure the speaker that the next time he's in the airport, he's free to go around all of the airports just to find out if what she has said is true or not. That we should give him the assurance that the airport is very clean. Or the toilets, rather, very clean.
Right. Thank you very much. And that's what I like, Henrietta. I mean, she just go straight to it and deal with the matter, which is what we expect of public office officials oftentimes when it happens. There's someone on WhatsApp, Akinola Babson. It's a pensioner with fan. He says, apparently, it looks like he may know you. He says, you're well appreciated for a job well done. Thanks for a bunch, for your ability to educate the nation of the post-COVID-19 protocols put in place by the fan management. Akinola Babson, we thank you.
Thank you very much. That's a good one. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Akinola.
All right. I think we can now go to the phone lines. You can keep the questions coming in, those of you. Okay, I got something on WhatsApp, on Twitter, at Nigeria Info FM is the Twitter handle. John Bosco Wele Mighty says, I think the topic on board makes so much sense to be treated at a time like this moment when threats of insecurity are being issued by some miscreant threatened to attack airport, but the government should be proactive against it. 0700-993-993-993 is the number to call in and talk with us again. 0700-993-993. I think we can take three or four calls. And then if you have questions, comments, it'd be great to also hear what you have to say. Feedback will be very important this time, especially when we have the officials in here. It'd be good for you at least to know that you have their ears. Richard from Ogun State, great to have you join us on 99.3 Nigeria Hello. Info. Hello, Richard.
Just want to contribute to the discussion. Thank Excellent. You for the opportunity. And I would like to talk to your guest now.
Oh, please
I have
go
one
ahead.
Question. I mean, I want to compliment what he said regards to the plans for people with disability.
Good.
And I can see that they really carry people with disability along with their general plan.
Mm.
And I want to say thank you for that.
Mm. Excellent.
I heard when he was saying that they are planning ahead to allow people with disability on wheelchair to giving them a priority. So thank you. That's my contribution.
All right. Thank you very much, Richard, for your comments. Keep the calls coming in. There's a question I saw earlier on about the departure. This one is from John. He says that is drop-off allowed on departure? I think you'd answered that before. Whether drop-off was allowed at departure lounges at the airport?
Yes. We allow drop-off. It's pick-up that is not allowed in front of the terminals. Pick-up will be at a designated car park.
Excellent. So drop-off at departure, but no pick-up anymore.
Yes, in front.
Good. Because they say people who are picking up have been nuisances, and I agree, for several years. People don't want to do what they have to do. All right, sorry about that. Keep the calls coming in, 0700-993-993-993. And then, Henrietta Yakubu, something I was also going to ask, which someone would ask. Our airports all across the country, and I know that people want to have the best experience, saying that if you get to the airport, you're going to have the same level of the same level of acceptance and warmth and reception you'd find across board. It's the same rule of thumb you have in terms of safety, in terms of security, that the management of FAN assures us of.
Yes. Our core value has always been committed to the values of safety, security, and comfort.
Mm.
And this cuts across all of the 23 airports we are managing.
Mm.
What is obtainable at the Nnamdi Azikiwe International Airport is the same Margaret Ebo Airport. So same standards, same level of comfort, same security in all of our airports.
What about the feedback mechanism? If you do an evaluation in terms of how the traveling public relates back with FAN in terms of when they have issues, how would you rate it?
We have the Savicom desk in all of our airports.
Right.
Just coming to our, either at the public concourses or at the arrival or the departure halls, we have Savicom desk. So most members of the public have issues or challenges in the airport.
Right.
Go to this desk and, relate their experiences to the officers there.
Right.
And then if it's something that that can be handled by FAN, we go ahead and do it. If it's something that is handled by our sister agency, the Nigerian Civil Aviation Agency, it's handed over to them. So we get a lot of feedback from members of the public, and we try our best to ensure that we handle them promptly. Without unnecessarily the members of the public.
Right. And just like we do here, we have our own feedback.
Okay, yes.
0700-993-993-993. There's a female-only line. You can call the line if you're a lady, 01465-7190. Again, 01465-7190. Let's hear what you have to say.
Can I say something? While we're waiting for feedback.
All right, please go ahead.
Yes, please. I want to use this medium to please advise the public. Our airports are very safe.
Good.
We take security very highly in our airports. Air travel seems to be about the safest means of travel now. So we encourage members of the public to fly. We have a combined team of the military in our airport, helping the aviation security to safeguard passengers and goods that are moved across our airport. So our airports are safe, please.
members of the public should feel free to come to our airport, and they are guaranteed safety throughout in our airport and in all of our terminals.
Excellent. Aviation safety is paramount in the minds of people. Charles is calling in from Lekki. Hello, Charles, and good evening.
Yeah, good evening, Yakubu.
Great. So you're on to Henrietta Yakubu, the GM of FAN.
Okay, I just have a question. My name is Charles.
Hmm.
Probably from Lekki. The experience has shown that most of these regulations and laws are not obeyed by the VIP.
Hmm.
There are the people that will use their mobile police, use the soldiers guiding them, and deliberately refuse to obey the laws, the regulations.
Hmm.
What are they going to do? How are they going to manage the VIPs? Because they are the lawless people in this country.
All right, Charles. Thank you. Sorry about that. Thank you very much, Charles. appears a lot of people don't trust this, our VIPs. Our VIPs are the problem everywhere, on the roads and in the airport. So what happens if the last incident I remember that happened, I mean, that particular fellow did get a lot of stick for what happened at the airport, right?
Yes. When flights resumed operations last year, you remember the former governor, what happened, and took up the matter.
Right.
You know, and honestly, to be fair, like I said earlier on, the VVIPs are cooperating.
Mm.
We've not had any incidents of any VVIP violating our protocols and procedures in the airport.
Mm.
Like I told you, they come with their aid. But if the aid is not traveling, usually they are not allowed into the airport. The only thing that guarantees you entry into our terminals are either you have your boarding pass,
right.
I mean your ticket on your phone, or you're going to buy a ticket to travel. If you're not traveling, you're usually not allowed entry into our airport. And honestly, members of the public have been adhering to this protocol. They have.
Excellent. Henrietta Yakubu, you've impressed so much that I'm seeing people asking, we want to come and work in the aviation.
Oh, in the airport. Oh, awesome. Great.
It's not a cakewalk to walk in the airport if you know what they have to go through. It's easier said than done, but I'm sure you can go to their website and you find any information if their employment opportunities. But my lines are all jammed here, calls coming in, but we'll have to let you go now, Henrietta Yakubu. Thank you very much. But I'm sure you have closing thoughts on today's subject, and then.
Yes. We are at the service of the public. The airports are open 24/7. Members of the public have our guarantee that safety, comfort, and security is our core value. And if some of our airports they are willing to travel from, they will get all of this on ground. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you very much. But before I let you go, I got this one from someone in Ijegun.
Okay.
But he says, my name is Okwe Kende. I'm a salute you and your guests for the clarification of the COVID protocol. The last time I went to Germany, custom collected $100 from me and seized my passport without any reason. Not until I spoke Hausa language to one of the custom before he handed my passport to me, affected my journey. What are the measures put in place to checkmate some customs officers? What happens when...
You know,
yes.
FAN has established, you know, an email and a phone number now on our email. Where we expect members of the public that have such issues, simply send a mail or call the number there. We are very serious about it because we've received several complaints actually about airport officials. Airport officials know that it's not only FAN that work at the airport. We have different agencies that work. There's a customs, there's a immigration, there's a all other agencies. Several agencies work in the airport.
Right.
So we have a phone number. And we have an email address. Anyone that accosts any member of the public, either to ask for money or for any other thing that they are not supposed to, we please ask them to call that telephone number. And if it's possible they can get the name of that person, they should please mention it.
Excellent.
FAN is taking it very seriously.
So do we have the email address or the phone number?
The phone number is... So sorry, I'm trying to get it out.
No problem. Yeah. We'll hang on. We need the phone number.
Okay. Oh, in the meantime, please give them my phone number.
Once
they call me, 080, yes, 371-99495.
Okay.
They can lay such complaints. 080-371-99495.
And I'm sure she does. I mean, anytime we call Henrietta Yakubu, she always would answer. It's a fantastic
public. Thank you very much.
A fantastic public officer. So she's not saying this out of jest, but she will do it. But thank you very much, ma'am, again, for coming on the show. Henrietta Yakubu, General Manager, General Manager, Corporate Affairs, Federal Airport Authority
of Nigeria.
Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you for having me. My pleasure always.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. And thank you very much, everyone, for listening in. And it's been great looking at aviation security and just what to make of it. And hopefully, all the airports can get up and running. And when we get the opportunity to fly again after the COVID wahala, we can see the sort of improvements and the opportunities that they have taken in. And do oblige yourself to use the reporting channels. Like I say many times, let's not just incubate this. Put it out there and see if it will work or not, if those reports are made to change the situation of the airports for things around corruption or poor maintenance of facilities, because it belongs to us. You know that popular jingle, Nigeria and my country, and must do better for them. And it's by taking ownership of the facilities and resources that are contained therein, we can evaluate and say that, yes, there's been an improvement or no improvement. And we will work hard at it until we see a significant or seismic change, like I like to say, happen. We are closing in, and in the next couple of minutes, we're going to have Just a Minute, the crowning of the winner of Just a Minute for today. I see that we have one winner from the day's show, which was the Morning Crossfire. Great. I know someone also had three questions, but the leading candidate for the Just a Minute for today is Mercy Ezeogu, who answered six questions on the Morning Crossfire. So the one to beat when we open the phone lines for Just a Minute will be six questions, Mercy Ezeogu on Morning Crossfire. 99.3 Nigeria, info, I'm Aogo Obo. Let's talk in just a minute.
We black people must understand what is really going on.
Import milk, sugar, toothpicks, toothpaste, handkerchief, pencil. We don't make it.
Presenting the facts and access to pour out your mind.
Every time you bring in a shipload of rice, you also bring in a shipload of unemployment because you are transferring your wealth to sustain other economies.
So let's look at an Africa that must be free to take care of herself, an Africa that's free from exploitation in broad daylight.
They need jobs. They are children. They've graduated. They've come back home to begin a second child because there's no factory to employ them.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
We keep you informed all day long with the best radio programming. From the Morning Crossfire with Sheriff to What's Up Lagos with Collins, Tekka. And at noon, it's the Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk hard facts with Sandra Ezekwesili.
I will present a story the way that it was presented.
Femi and the gang bring the game on with day-by-day accounts of magnificent moments in the world of football. And we also keep it live and dangerous with Daddy Freeze. And finally, the Chat Station. All for your listening pleasure. Your number one station for talk. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Talk about issues. You always run away from that. Don't let anybody who is in any business with you, don't let him second guess you.
Our governors are not thinking. We don't even have local government chairmen, so not to talk of the ones that we think. You have lawmakers who are more interested in what they would get from performing oversight functions than actually making law and insisting that these laws will be obeyed.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
I'm the truth. You better understand, I'm nothing compared to you. And I've been chilling, grinding on the low. Oh, my, I don't see things more than you can know. So when you see me trying to move my smoke, life not overdose, nobody say it's choke. I put my love and life on my melody. Oh, they say that they done got me on my life. Kill shit for me, all you do is book at me. Share your things, you want to go, come with me, self, go book at me.
Do you earn an income? Are you in need of funds for your child's school fees? Is your car or equipment old and needs a replacement? Do you need a loan for personal or business use? Whatever your business or personal need, Credit Veal has got you covered. Simply dial 0805-510-0010. You can also send us an email via info@creditveal.ng or log on to www.creditveal.ng. Credit Veal, financing you for a good life.
This is Just a Minute, Just a Minute on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, you know what it is when the silence descends upon you and you know that the hour of opportunity has come. Come at the man, come at the hour. Come at the woman, come at the hour. And you think probably you have the opportunity to win 10,000 Naira after a hard day's job of listening to Nigeria Info from morning until evening. So let's see, is the sun setting on you or are you setting out in the sun? Mercy Eziogu is leading. 6 questions answered on Morning Crossfire. And let's see who will come in for this one. Hello and good evening. Hello and good evening.
Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Ready for Just a Minute?
Yes, sir.
You're ready. Great. What's your name?
Mr. Okafor.
All right. And where are you calling from?
From Beda.
All right. So let's go if you're ready.
All right, sir.
This is Just a Minute.
All right. The chairman of the JUSUM, which is Judicial Staff Union of Nigeria, Lagos State Chapter. What's his name?
Steve.
The JUSUM strike, how long has it lasted? The JUSUM strike, Judicial Workers Strike, how long has it lasted?
2 weeks.
Wrong. Overcrowded cells are a result of what strike?
Come again, sir.
Overcrowded prison cells is as a result of what strike? Oh, no. And I'm sorry, but it means that there is not enough time to go for the next set of questions or the candidate, which unfortunately, for Mercy Eziogu, who was the winner on Morning Crossfire with 6 questions answered correctly. So congratulations on being our winner on Just a Minute, and we'll get in touch with you.